Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, writer, and theater-goer Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is, cell phones don't irritate people. People irritate people. I went to the theater on Sunday. Just before showtime, the house lights dimmed and the stage manager announced, please turn off your cell phones. I'm highly addicted to my phone. I'm a social media butterfly. My phone is my mobile office. It's my third opposable thumb. And yet, I did the unthinkable. I turned off my phone and put it away. There was no one I wanted to text, tweet, or talk to while I was sitting in the dark enjoying a play I'd bought tickets for. Not everyone felt the same way. In the row directly in front of and to the right of me, a woman not only chose to keep her cell phone on, but she looked at it, often. In the darkened theater, her screen was a bright, retina-searing beacon. And this wasn't just any cell phone. It was one of those Samsung flat-screen TV-sized phones. And I thought, did this chick come out to watch Netflix in public? I'm surprised ships weren't veering off course and docking in the lobby. Where's a light-swallowing black hole when you need one? Everyone in the orbit of Miss Samsung couldn't help but look at her and her giant phone screen instead of the actors on stage. Due to the screen's impressive resolution, I could see she was busy doing the very important and urgent work of flipping through family photos. And unfortunately, they were not good-looking people. I was hoping that she'd go into the phone settings and at least reduce the screen's brightness. That might have given our eyes a chance to adjust, but that was too much to hope for, since concern for others didn't seem to be Miss Samsung's thing. I'm sure if her cell phone had rung during the show, she would have taken the call and had a long and loud conversation about the play we were all trying to see. Part of me admired her misplaced moxie. Didn't someone get killed in a movie theater for having the temerity to text? What chance would Miss Samsung have stood against an angry mob? Perhaps this would have been an opportunity to live tweet her own ass-whipping. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, if you can't be off the grid for 2 hours, then maybe you shouldn't go to the theater. At intermission, instead of bolting to the bathroom, I went to see the manager. There was already a line of angry people with the same complaint. Apparently, there were other Miss Samsungs sprinkled throughout the theater, making a nuisance of themselves. The stage manager had to make a second cell phone announcement at the end of intermission. Technology notwithstanding, it's not cool to inflict yourself on other people. Nobody wants to hear your favorite song blaring through your headphones. I love Purple Rain, but not when you're singing, humming, and whistling along with it. Don't have full-throated private cell phone conversations in public. I'm sorry he broke up with you. I really am. But listening to you cuss him out, his mama, his grandmama, and his cat while you stomp up and down a busy sidewalk makes me inclined to take his side. It also makes me miss phone booths. And if you're going to be looking at pictures of people on your cell phone in a dark theater that everyone within 6 feet can see over your shoulder, they should at least be attractive. What have I learned from all this? Cell phones don't irritate people. People irritate people. Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of the podcast and blog, please visit theurbanirma.com, click the donate button, and buy your favorite writer and stand-up comic a cup of coffee. Any amount will keep the good times coming. Thanks so much for the love and support.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.